When one icon becomes bigger than the rest, it becomes a problem. On this night, the WWE wrestlers will turn to someone to fix this problem. When the weather gets cold, when the sting presses up against your face, it's sure to draw blood, and it's sure to make you cry out in pain.
Cold steel, cold emotions, and one man's reality that is coming all down on his shoulders. Will you join us on December 19, 2004 as the World E-Wrestling Alliance presents to you a main event that is gonna shock? It's gonna be the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion against a mystery opponent to be named at the show. Denver, Colorado. One man, one belt, one dream. Friends will become foes and foes will become friends. Other superstars on the card include Michael Sick, Ed Kavanaugh, David Ossidian Vance, Chris Ross, Jack Craven, Rob Worthing, Nigel Brindle, Garrett King, Shaw Park, Tommy Rocket, and a special one-on-one interview with the former WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Rick Gregson. Don't you miss the WWE Next Eye pay-per-view entitled 2005 Ways to Bleed, because in the end, you will see how each WWE rostered wrestler finds just one more way to break their opponent open. 2005 Ways to Bleed, the destruction of an icon. Card subject to change.
As the lights fade and the melodic opening notes of Dream On by Aerosmith hit the speakers, a pair of spotlights, one icy blue and one emerald green, illuminate the entranceway where the curtain remains closed. Kavanaugh has demanded to come into the ring first, and as the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, his request was honored. Spotlights are replaced by crimson strobe lights. The curtain is parted, and here he comes!
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck all of you!
A single blood spotlight illuminates the entranceway as the crimson strobe lights are replaced by the standard white strobe. Standing in front of the curtain, bathed in an eerie red glow, is the World E-Wrestling Alliance eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Tonight, Kavanaugh is wearing his customary black jean shorts and his trademark black motorcycle boots. He also has a pair of biker gloves just for good impact. The heavy brace on his right knee remains a product of his countless matches, and not to mention his toughness. The black crimson hair of the champ is dripping wet, with the water cascading over his rippling body. The only addition to his black outfit is Mike's Who's Your Daddy t-shirt. Here he comes with his custom-made World Heavyweight Championship belt strapped tightly around his waist. It's Kavanaugh and Outlaw! Slowly, Kavanaugh makes his way to the ring, his head lowered, and his steps made with purpose and with meaningful stride. He's staring at the ring, entirely focused on yet another main event. How can Mike Kavanaugh defeat Eddie Outlaw? His schedule has been absolutely hellacious. Well, if anybody can do it tonight, it's our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. Into the ringside, Kavanaugh refusing to acknowledge the fans, staring instead right at the WWE logo as his song continues.
Thank you.
Scupper enters the ring, and he stands several feet away from Kavanaugh, almost fearful of the living legend. Look at that, Kavanaugh looks so tense. Jeez, forget about it. Back up, Scupper, to the announcements from out of the ring. This guy's a lunatic.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our first competitor. He stands 6 feet 5 inches tall and weighed in tonight at a trim 263 pounds. He is a member of the eWrestling.org Hall of Fame, and he is the winner of this year's 2004 Grinder. He has also held the World Heavyweight Championship a staggering record of times, setting the mark at 10. Please welcome, from Baltimore, Maryland, by way of New York, New York, he is your reigning eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the History Maker, Mike the Snake Kavanaugh!
Silence!
This week, Mike Kavanaugh dueled it out with Eddie Outlaw and has both been trying to make their separate points. It's certainly a treat in itself to watch these two icons go head-to-head. Unfortunately, only one man can hold the title. And speaking of titles, his opponent has one of his own. First out of the curtain is the lovely Cece wearing a micro mini skirt with a white wife-beater tank top. Blowing kisses to the crowd, the first lady of the WWA giggles and jiggles her way to the left side of the ramp. And you know who's coming out next.
From Wannabe, Texas, this is the Super Sidekick. He is the Devilish Dakota Dave. Together they are Team Outlaw.
Next is Dakota Dave tipping his hat to the crowd like the gentleman that he is, walking over to the right side of the ramp. It's time to strap yourselves in and be enlightened.
And finally, the challenger, he makes his way across the Hudson from the streets of Newark, New Jersey. On 5 separate occasions, he has held the World Heavyweight title. And on 5 separate occasions, he has lost that very same belt. Making a comeback from Newark, New Jersey, weighing 297 muscle-bound pounds, he is the current WWA American Heavyweight Champion! I give you
a
prototypical superstar! This is Eddie Outlaw!
A long spotlight appears on the curtain, and out steps Eddie Outlaw, wearing his green with gold trim wrestling trunks. Look at the American Heavyweight Championship glisten around his perfect body, outstretching his arms and smiling to the crowd. Look at the Outlaw absorbing the reaction of arrogance. Signaling for Team Outlaw, here they come down the aisle. And he's, wait a second, Eddie is actually ordering Team Outlaw into the back. Eddie is entering the Hell in a Cell by himself. Wow, he must really want this to be a one-on-one confrontation between him and Mike the Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. The anticipation is over, folks. You can cut the tension with a knife. Can this match live up to the hype? Will the bout be history in the making? The referee has locked the door. It's Outlaw versus Kavanaugh for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. And here we go! Locking horns in the center of the ring. Kavanaugh is quick to rip Outlaw's chest with a pair of knife-edge chops. Turning from the thing, Kavanaugh escapes. But oh no, Outlaw grabs his hand, yanking back, short arm clothesline by the champion misses, and locking up Kavanaugh from the Outlaw dumps the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion right the hell onto his neck, courtesy of a high-arching German suplex. My God, that had a hurt. Kavanaugh definitely saw stars on that one, and rolling from the ring, the champion looks to clear out his head, but Outlaw is quick to follow. Pulling the champion to his feet by his Van Dyke, Outlaw locks in a T-bone suplex and arching back. No! Kavanaugh dropped into the brutal cell. The crowd cheers and the cage shakes, and looking into the camera, Eddie Outlaw laughs. Outlaw isn't wasting any time, and ripping back the small mats to expose the concrete floor, he locks up Kavanaugh's chin and hooks the leg. Side Texan leg sweep is now it's countered. Kavanaugh hip toss, and as both men fall to the ground, it's the champion who unloads with punches and bunches. Outlaw fights back, but Kavanaugh stomps his opponent's momentum with a tight sleeper hold, waving his hands and not being able to escape. Outlaw's arms slow,
and he's...
No, I don't give
up. He's gonna get knocked down. Outlaw is going out. Kavanaugh is squeezing tighter, and Eddie is going limp. He's going limp. Spinning Outlaw around, the world champion quickly jams Eddie's head between his legs and sitting back with a hand. Outlaw is driven skull first into the concrete, product of a sit-down pile driver. Man, that Kavanaugh is vicious. Rolling the now bloody Eddie Outlaw back into the ring, Kavanaugh follows, hooking the leg for the cover and the count. One, two, kick out by Outlaw, and this one's going to continue. Eddie Outlaw is the most physically fit person on this roster, and so is Kavanaugh. But that said, I don't know what kind of offensive assault it's going to take for either of these men to win inside this Hell in a Cell. These two combatants are locked away from everybody on the outside, and from the inside, the referee has the key, making interference impossible. Pulling Outlaw to his feet by his blonde lock, Kavanaugh leans back. He leans back. And down goes Eddie Outlaw, neck first into the WWE logo. Wow, what a German suplex by Mike Kavanaugh, and touche, Kavanaugh says. How do you like that for a move? Camel Clutch follows a high-impact maneuver, and Eddie Outlaw is in deep trouble, squeezing his hands together and rocking deeper into the hole. Kavanaugh appears to be trying to break the back of his stablemate. Wait a second, why did Kavanaugh release the hold? Oh no, Mike is holding his surgically repaired shoulder, and we have seen this happen on numerous occasions. If Kavanaugh is truly hurt and Outlaw can recover, we might see a brand new world heavyweight champion. Champion is countered by an Outlaw DDT, and I can feel the tide is turning. Listen to the crowd chant.
Eddie!
I can't even hear myself think. With the crowd firmly behind the American heavyweight champion, using the ropes, it's Outlaw who stumbles to his feet first, but he's still in an extreme amount of pain. Here comes Kavanaugh, up to his feet, battling the same pain. Belly-to-belly suplex by Eddie Outlaw keeps the momentum on the side of the challenger. Barely able to get Kavanaugh off the canvas, the blood-crusted Outlaw tosses Mike Kavanaugh into the ropes. Here comes Kavanaugh on the rebound, and driving the champion to the canvas. Outlaw hooks the leg, and the cover and the count. One, two, kick out by Kavanaugh, and this one's going to continue. Folks, Eddie Outlaw is tough, but from the looks of his appearance in the ring right now, you have to feel Mike Kavanaugh has done the majority of the damage thus far. Off the canvas and into the air, Outlaw connects with a side suplex, and he hooks the leg again. One, two, kick out by the champion, and the crowd is starting to grow antsy. They hate Mike Kavanaugh, and they hate to see him even remotely in charge of this match. To see the belt lifted off this epic superstar, Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, would be one for the record books and one nobody will ever forget. Outlaw is now calling for his patented Samoan drop, and the heavyweight champion is now up on his shoulders. No, the crafty champion rakes the eyes of the challenger, and Outlaw is blinded. Oh, that's it. He's forced to break the hold. Kavanaugh connects with an awesome chest-slapping Death Valley driver. Pushing Outlaw on his stomach, Kavanaugh sucks up the pain, shooting through his shoulder, and deadbolts in an awesome dragon sleeper hold.
Eddie opens up,
and look at the blood pour. It's pouring out once again from the forehead of the challenger. Kavanaugh is in position to win. Outlaw appears to be passing out, and Kavanaugh is sensing he's right for the picking.
Releasing
the dragon sleeper hold.
Fuck yeah,
Kavanaugh transitions into his snake bite finisher, and the immortal words of Mike Kavanaugh: get ready, Outlaw, cause here it comes. Snake bite. This one is over. Here's the cover and the count. One, two, champion Rente. Whoa, no, what happened to the lights? I didn't see the third count. I can't see what's going on in there, but there seems to be a scuffle inside the Hell in a Cell. Oh, what was that? Oh, again. I'm hearing a voice inside the cell. How could it be? The cell is locked, and only the referee has the key inside the cage. Folks, I can't see anything. It's pitch black in this ring. Who could it be? No! My God, how? The lights have come back on, and inside the locked cell is La Muerte and La Sombra. They have busted open Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh with what I think is a tequila bottle. In fact, that was the same shot that I heard when Derek Cheap Shot Park got knocked out. Slam by Kavanaugh by Muerte. Slam
on Outlaw Mind Fuerte. The referee is knocked out cold, and here comes the security guard down to ringside, but no one can get inside that deadly cell. Choke slam on the champion. On the challenger. La Fuerte is taking people apart inside that cell. La Sombra's unbuttoning his shirt, and good lord, no. He's got a referee's t-shirt on.
Show
and
some
he's
respect.
Instructing the Mexican monster to cover both men. One, two, no, it's illegal. Three, you've got to be kidding me. No, La Fuerte is a brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. I can't believe it. These two men hid under the ring for the entire card. They threw their match with Tremere because they knew the only way they were going to get into the Hell in a Cell was to plant themselves there before the cage actually lowered. Leftovers screaming at Michael Stuffer to make the announcement, and Michael Stuffer is giving La Fuerte the heavyweight championship belt. This is a travesty of justice. Where is Mr. Batiste? Where is the eWrestling.org owner?
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the belt by pinfall and new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Mexican Madman, he is La Fuerte.
Oh my God, do you hear that music? Now you're gonna pay, Sombra! Now you're gonna pay! He's back! He's back! This is the music of the man-beast called Trauma! Where is he? Where is he? I don't believe Trauma's return to the WWE! Could he be the unforgiven? Wait a minute! Why is La Sombra and La Muerte laughing inside? You punk! What is this, a joke? There's no Trauma! Hey, Sombra, you think you're funny playing that music? You almost killed the man, you sick lunatic! Oh my God, folks! The Hell in the Cell is raising, and we're out of time. So on behalf of the WWE eWrestling.org and Mr. Batiste, we have a brand new World Heavyweight Champion, and we'll bid you good night from Madison. Uh-oh. Wait a minute, folks. Mr. Batiste, he has appeared on the Ovaltron, and he has something to say to what seems to be the brand new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion.
Whoa, motherfucking Sombra, where are you? Hey, Sombra, you let your pretty slick hiding under that ring this whole time, huh? Yeah, you think you're pretty slick. Got all the answers, all the questions, huh? Well, guess what, Pinky Piazzo? That's right, I called you a Pinky Piazzo, a fucking clown. When you signed that manager's license, you end up with it, forfeited that referee's license that I gave you. Security, get that piece of shit out of my ring. From here on out, no sale, no rules, anything goes. And this one ain't ending until Mike or Eddie gain a pinfall. I did not have Kavanaugh and Outlaw for the World Heavyweight title to rob these fans of a fantastic victory and a glorious defeat. Now ring the bell, referee, and restart this match!
I don't believe it, folks! Mr. Batiste has ordered the match to continue, and look at Sombra's face! It looks like he's gonna cry! He had it all figured out, and just when he had all the answers, Mr. Batiste changed the question! Kavanaugh has gotten to his feet, and I don't even think he knows what happened! He's looking around and wondering why the cell, you know, is now up in the air, and surprise clothesline by Eddie Outlaw knocks the champion to his feet, and getting back up on wobbly legs, Outlaw knocks Mike down, and repeats the move. Outlaw now motions for Kavanaugh to get to his feet, and as the champion rises, and he spins into a neck punch, it missed, kicked in a second by Kavanaugh, punch to the back of the head follows, snap by Outlaw, stops the champion dead in his tracks, and Outlaw's going for the win. One, two, kick out by Kavanaugh, and this one's gonna continue. Folks, this match has already eclipsed the 1 hour mark, and looking into the ring, you can tell both men are completely exhausted. Barely able to stand, Outlaw picks Kavanaugh off the blood-stained mat and driving through Mike. Outlaw goes deep into his tank to pull off a weak two-step clothesline. Here's the cover and the count. One, two, no way. Kavanaugh kicks out and he just will not give up his heavyweight title. His arms have to be heavy as anvil. Look at Kavanaugh. He's blocking Outlaw's punches. One to the face, one to the head, one to the jaw, one to the head, one to the jaw, one to the head, to the jaw, to the head, to the jaw, to the head. Every outlet's going up. One, two, Kavanaugh kicked out. No, no, no. Kavanaugh kicked out and he will not be denied. Outlaw pounds him in the face again. One, two, Kavanaugh did a kick out. Three, no, 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 no. Hold on, folks. The foot was on the ropes, and this one's gonna continue. And Eddie Outlaw is not making the same mistake as Tommy Rocket did some 3 weeks ago. Up to the top rope on shaky legs, Outlaw leaps into the air, and here comes his loaded chamber. Flying headbutt. Kavanaugh rolls out of the way, and Outlaw missed. He
snake
missed.
Bite.
Face first
oh,
into
fuck
the
yeah,
canvas.
Snake bite.
And look at Kavanaugh's face. Rotating Eddie to his feet. Move to the stomach. Head and leg clamped together. Snake bite! He did it! The champion's in a retreat! One, two! Oh my god! No, what's he doing here? He's not allowed in this ring, but he's returned to the WWE! Stunner on Kavanaugh! Outlaw gets the same! Falling over Kavanaugh has been knocked out Eddie Outlaw! Oh my god, I don't believe it! The first ever WWE World Heavyweight Champion has returned! Rick Righteous has returned! The most hated man in professional wrestling has returned! Oh my god! Mr. Wait, what is this? Why is the referee jingling for the bell? I can only imagine that he has seen enough. Rick Righteous is now pounding Kavanaugh, and he's pounding Outlaw, and the bell is still ringing. The referee won't dare go near Rick Righteous. He is going nuts. Stop the Kavanaugh. Stop the Outlaw. Stop the Kavanaugh. Stop the Outlaw. The Outlaw. The Outlaw. The Outlaw. The Outlaw. Punches the Kavanaugh. Left, right, left, right. Rick Righteous has snapped on StateEWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion and the WWE American Heavyweight Champion. Rick Righteous has just snapped the world title from Michael Stumper, and I don't believe it. Stumper, the referee, is telling him he's just going to announce the official decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, who the winner of the belt by pinfall, and new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the prototypical superstar, Eddie Outlaw!
Folks, I'm looking at the replay, and as Rick Righteous hit Eddie Outlaw with his right move, Outlaw tripped over Kavanaugh, but his leg was still covering him. As you can see, the referee looked up and pounded the canvas. We indeed have a brand new World Heavyweight Champion. At this point, Rick Righteous has a microphone, and he seems that he wants to address the crowd right here in Madison Square Garden. Well, I'm not going to stop him, so let's go to the ring. Oh my God, we have a brand new World Champion.
The world isn't ready for this, but it is a necessary evil. No further introduction necessary. The filthy garbage that I just laid out in the ring serves as a reminder to the world. The champ is here. Don't you wish you were me? Ravishing Rick Righteous. You see the carnage? Hey, Snake Eyes, did you pray to me and ask if you could defend the title tonight? Huh? I can't hear you, Snake. Eddie, is that you gargling over your blood? Are you trying to say something? No. You can't have my forgiveness, Eddie. I did enough for your punk ass tonight already by giving you the world title instead of Snake Bitch. But you can have a few more of these. Speaking of Snake Bitch, hey Mike, how about that whore bitch of yours? What about that bastard child? Is she still calling me her hero, referring to me as her god? Of course she is. How can she look up to some drunken-ass, has-been pitiful bitch like yourself? I even heard her say one time,
Mommy, I wish Rick Righteous was my daddy.
You just sit there and shut the fuck up, Snake, till I deem it necessary for your bitch-ass to speak. Damn, I look great. Only Rick Righteous, the true messiah of pro wrestling, can come into the ring wearing a 5-button, custom-made navy blue Versace suit open up a can of whoop ass and still not have a hair out of place. I look so good, I gotta kiss myself because none of you son of a bitches in the audience are good enough to do it. I didn't come up here tonight just to talk about how great I am. Being Rick Righteous, you already know how great I am. The ratings maker, the demigod of deviousness, the Michelangelo of pain, the Picasso of terror, the quintessence of violence, all of that, and I still have a body of steel and possess supreme sex appeal, baby. It doesn't get any better than this. Not today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, not ever. I am the beginning and end of this great sport, baby. The alpha and omega of this thing we call professional wrestling. I am your messiah. And judging by the belt in my hands, your world heavyweight champion. Rick Righteous doesn't just talk. He doesn't talk. He backs it up. Unlike every other fucking person in this goddamn roster who at one time or another laid claim to being the next world champion. Some have even lucked up and gone on to win this title. But these sacks of human waste, just like I just battered, bruised, and bloody before the entire world, this is what you call a righteous example and a sign of things to come. They were offered as a supreme sacrifice to wrestling's one and only true Messiah. Truth be told, Snake Eyes and Eddie Outlaw together couldn't hold the jockstrap of the greatest living entity to ever lace up a pair of wrestling boots and enter the square circle. That's right, baby. The chair is here. Rick Righteous has returned home. The most hated man in all of wrestling has come back to destroy, maim, and do any fucking thing as I see fit. Because you better leave this sport if you don't get this point, because it's either Rick Righteous's way or no goddamn way at all. It's time once and for all you clowns in the back to once again be held accountable to the savior and only true messiah of pro wrestling, Rick Righteous, for this blasphemy calling what you do as wrestling. I'm the man that saved wrestling before. I'm the man that saved the WEWA before. I kept the WEWA on the map. When it was threatened with being closed, the messiah of pro wrestling himself cast out his very hands upon his federation and blessed it and kept it from happening. This federation exists solely because the righteous one wills it to happen. We need to make a splash. We need to do something big. So what did the righteous one do? He went out and became the first WEWA Fed Wars Unified World Champion. Rick fucking Righteous beat every world champion in the world. Didn't matter what federation they were, to become the first true unified world champion in history. No one else had done it before. It was the WEWA's own Rick Righteous. No one can lay claim to that. Not Snake Eyes, not this Thomas Crockett, not Eddie Outlaw, not Obsidian, no one. When these people said, I've done it all in this race sport, they're lying. Because no one except Rick Righteous has ever been the world champion of world champions. It, my friends, doesn't get any higher than that. Love it, live it, and learn it. Because that's the bottom line, and that's life, and that's the way it is. What you call a reality check. Who else from the WEWA is going to get the job done? Certainly none of you peckerhead roster fillers in the back. You're not worth the price of spit. I'm back. I've made a statement only Rick Righteous could make it. I decided who was going to win the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm the one that made the biggest splash tonight. In only 5 minutes, I laid out the world champion pretender, Snake Bitch, and Eddie Outlaw, the new world champion pretender. It's because of my will. Don't get mad at me. I'm just doing what I do best, and that is do things the righteous way. I've done everything in this sport. I've beaten Snake Eyes to a pulp so bad his own bitch threw the towel in to keep me from ending the career. I'm the only man in history who can say they saw the look of the feet in Snake Eyes. I can remember it just like the back of my hand. He had that song look of the feet. But I'm back. And I'm better than ever. And I know it's all shaking your boots back there, wishing that I go away. It's not going to happen, because Rick Rice is here to stay. The man that Obsidian could never beat. He's beaten everybody in his sport except for Rick Rice. And he never will. The man who has single-handedly won the World Tag Team Championship by himself. The man who has won every title in his goddamn federation. No one else can lay claim to that except the ravishing Rick Righteous, your messiah, your savior of pro wrestling. But now I'm done because you fucking people are boring. You don't deserve the Righteous One, but you're going to get him anyway. But don't be mad at me. Be mad at him. Be mad at the person who brought me back. Because of him, he will eternally be unforgiven.
I don't believe it, folks. Mr. Matee had it planned all along. He pitted Eddie Outlaw and Mike Kavanaugh, two friends who had a special bond against each other. He made these two guys fight for his own sick entertainment. And in the end, it wasn't Kavanaugh, it wasn't Craven, it wasn't Outlaw, it wasn't Sombra, and it wasn't Muerte who would be unforgiven. Instead, it would be that man on the Overtron. It would be that man. It would be Mr. Matee. Remember, folks, this card cannot be retransmitted or rebroadcasted without the express written consent of Mr. Matee or eWrestling.org. The WWA, simply the best.